The U.S. says it's confident Finland and Sweden will be accepted into NATO. Turkey has objected to them joining, saying the Nordic countries harbor what it calls terrorists. Swedish and Finnish leaders will meet the U.S. president later on Thursday.
This is a historic event, a watershed moment in European security. Two nations with a long tradition of neutrality will be joining the world's most powerful defensive alliance, and they will bring with them strong capabilities and a proven track record as security partners. And President Biden will have the opportunity to mark just what a historic and watershed moment this is when he meets with them tomorrow.
Trading on the Asian markets is off to a negative start. Stocks have fallen amid fears of rising global inflation, worsened by the war in Ukraine and lockdowns in China. On Wednesday, stocks on Wall Street suffered their biggest drop since the early days of the pandemic. Reports in Israeli media suggest the military doesn't plan to investigate the killing of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh in the occupied West Bank. Shireen was shot in the head by Israeli forces while on assignment in Jenin. On the day of her funeral, Israeli forces stormed the procession and started beating mourners, causing pallbearers to almost drop her casket. That didn't stop thousands of Palestinians from marching through occupied East Jerusalem to take part in her funeral and burial. Members of the international community have condemned her killing and continue to call for an investigation. Abu Akleh was with Al Jazeera for 25 years, covering the story of the Israeli occupation. She was known as the voice of Palestine. U.S. President Joe Biden has invoked a Cold War-era law in a major step to ease a nationwide shortage of baby formula. Under the Defense Production Act, suppliers are now required to send ingredients used in baby formula to key manufacturers first. Biden has also ordered the Defense Department to use military aircraft to import baby milk from overseas. Eintracht Frankfurt has ended its 42-year-long European trophy drought. The German football club beat Scotland's Rangers to win the Europa League final. Victory came after the team tied the game, pushing the matching into extra time and a tense penalty shootout.
Hello to all our listeners. In this week's episode on the Essential Middle East podcast, we discuss whether there's a bias in Western media coverage of the killing of Shireen Abu Akleh and Palestine in general. Listen to the episode wherever you get your podcasts.